All right, welcome to it, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter, who apparently is now sponsored by Titleist. Are we getting paid from Titleist for all that promo? Cripes.
Hey, you know what? I told you I played good the other day. I got a Titleist head on, bro.
Did you get that because you played so well? Titleist was like, oh my God, we got to sign this guy. He's so good.
Absolutely. So I was playing just mediocre, and then I went to the pro shop and I bought this hat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was just playing like a pro. So, yeah, I got my pro tour card. I'll be on TV next weekend.
By the way, he's talking about putt-putt. He's not talking about actually.
You're right.
Mini golf course.
Helling it in putt-putt.
Anyway, well, it is time to do fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. We don't give a shit. That's the beauty of this. Your fact for today, in the years between the Chicago Cubs' most recent World Series wins, 1908 and 2016, Arizona became a state, got a Major League Baseball team, and they won a World Series.
Really?
So in that time, between 1908 and 2016, Arizona was not only they were not only able to become a state, get a baseball team, and then win a World Series before they the Cubs won their second one.
I've never been to – well, have I been to Arizona? I've been to a few states out west when we were in like – I was in like sixth grade. We had, took a van around. But I don't remember too much of Arizona, but I've heard Arizona's the shit.
Dude, it's a beautiful spot. You can go up into the mountains and ski in the day and then go back down and be in nice, dry, hot, warm weather. So there is a part. I'm trying to think what it is. I put this button up and I just hated it. It's so uncomfortable.
Look at you. Look at that chest here.
Gotta let it breathe.
Hey,
man.
You know what? Hey, you did change your shirt today. Nice.
I did. It's still a flannel, but it's a different one. No, okay. I actually I got stuck in a snowstorm in Flagstaff. Believe it or not, it was crazy. I was going through and it hit me and everything. But Flagstaff is a real pretty area. But I'm trying to think which town. Maybe it's Tucson or is it Flagstaff? That's like overrun by hipster millennials and it's just terrible. Like it's just it's full because I think that the college that's there. I think that's what does it. So you got all these just horrible like college people and everything like that settled in there. And I guess it's just an awful place.
My wife just went out and visited there. What like 2 years ago? Was it a year or two? Yeah, but right before quarantine. And dude, it looked like a great time. You know, all the videos she showed me, it looked like a hell of a time. It just looked hot though, like super hot.
There are places that like I've always been a fan of Texas. Like I always thought, you know, it'd be cool to have like a big ranch on Texas. And, you know, it's always warm enough that you can go to the lake and go fishing. Yeah. But with that, then it also does get ungodly fucking hot, you know, so hot where the only thing you can do is go inside in the air conditioning. And Missouri was kind of that way. Like, no joke. Missouri, there was parts in the summer where it's like, God, it's the summer. I want to go out and enjoy it. But it's so fucking hot and humid that you don't even want to go do anything. Like you sweat in the shade.
It's almost worse. It's almost worse than it being too cold. You know what I'm saying? At least the cold, you can bundle up.
Yeah.
You can put clothes on and I can deal with it. But if it's too hot, dude, you can't do anything. It's not like you can walk around with an AC. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there comes a point where it's just it's too uncomfortable. You can only get so naked before you're just like we had that actually in our first home down in Missouri. Kiki and I, we didn't have central air. So we had a window unit in the bedroom. That was it. So inside the living room, we had a big old barn fan, like the big shop fans. So we'd be sitting there. The TV was cranked all the way up in that fan.
I can't hear anything. Can't talk to each other.
It was so uncomfortably hot. It was terrible, man. Ugh. So yeah, but
those are nice fans, by the way. Did you get rid of that?
We were borrowing it from because I was too broke to buy a big shop fan. Those things aren't cheap, man.
They're not. You still have that, dude.
Yeah. We actually, no joke, we would put it outside by the fire. So like we'd sit with the fan on us, but then we could still do our fire because it was too hot otherwise.
And it would start the fire too.
Yeah. This fire's out of control. We need to take the fan off of it. That's too much air conditioning in there.
Yeah, fans. My dad made this, you know, those trike bikes. It's, you know, it's like a bicycle, but it's got two wheels in the back with a basket.
Yep.
So he got one of those bikes and then he put a prop fan behind it on a little Honda motor. And so he's got a fan bike, right? You can ride around in like car shows and whatnot. But the awesome thing about this fan bike is he always busts it out hot summer days because of car shows. That's typically when car shows are. Dude, it fans everybody up. Everybody's following him because they're all like,
So wait, so the bike would – or the fan would push the bike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no shit, dude. That's crazy.
Have you ever seen that? No, you haven't seen the fan bike? No shit.
I've never seen the fan bike. No.
So the fan bike, yeah, it's got a legit prop from a plane behind it. And dude, it starts slow, but it's very exponential, you know?
Yeah.
So once you start going, dude, that thing flies. I hit 45 on Cleveland on the fan bike. My dad was like, dude, that's about as fast as you'd want to go on that bike.
The wheels are
shaking, dude. It's, you know, but it's awesome, dude. I'm telling you, people get behind it. They're like, oh, it's powerful, yeah, man.
How big is the fan?
So the fan is probably 4 foot wide, maybe 4 foot.
Okay.
4 foot in diameter, you know, 4 foot around.
That's almost as tall as me. It's almost,
it's a big fan. And it's right behind you. And when it's running, you're like, oh my God, I hope this thing doesn't malfunction.
So is there any cage or anything around that?
Or there's a cage.
Oh,
there's,
okay, for sure, good.
For sure.
Because, yeah, if it was just an open fan, that's how you die.
Oh, yeah.
You lean back and hit.
No wheelies, man. No wheelies on this one. But, dude, you got to come over and check it out. It's cool.
Oh, he still has it. He still has it. No, I've never seen the fan bike. I can't believe you've never showed it to me, you jerk. I would have loved to.
I don't know. It's always packed away in the trailer. So I need to bust that out and ride it over one day.
Hell yeah. You know, you wasted all this money on an electric bike when you had a fan bike.
The whole time. Yeah. Dude, it's so loud, though. I mean, you're not going through town discreetly with that thing.
You know what you need? You need to get one of those kite surfer kites.
Oh yeah!
And hook that thing up, man. You could take that thing off the bluff and fly, dude.
For real? What are they called? Like a gyrocopter or something?
Something like that, dude. Yeah. Dude,
you know what? It's funny. My brother and I have brought that up.
Dude, if it goes 45, you don't need to go that fast when you're flying, man.
No.
I bet that would work. We need to try it, dude.
Oh my God! Yeah, you want to go first?
I'll go first.
How do you get it back down?
Just got to kill the motor. Kill the motor. That doesn't sound right. This is my life now. This is my life. So,
can't believe you haven't seen the fan bike. No shit.
Nope, never have. Yeah. So apparently I'm not a good enough friend. Whatever. Fuck you.
You need to come over more. Yeah,
you just check it out. Check it out. Your mom's never showed it to me over there.
You bastard. You've only showed her the fan, right?
That's right. Helicopter. Anyway, well, I don't know how we got on me swinging my dick around from Arizona and the Chicago
podcast. Cubs. That's
what goes on with it. But I don't have anything else to say. That was really more just a segue. So there you go. The Cubs finally won a World Series after 1908 and all those years later, and Arizona was able to do it quicker than them. So
there you go.
All right. Well, with that said, we're going to get the hell out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out. This has been the Plan B After Show podcast, and we'll see you next time for another fact and opinion with Brock and Hunter. Later, Al.